What's up, everyone? This is Doug P, and welcome to my daily grind. Got a super short episode coming your way today since I played no Magic the Gathering for the first day since I started this whole journey. For those who didn't hear yesterday's episode, some big changes happened in my life. Found out yesterday that my workplace is actually closing down. So that's going to spur on my plan to move right away. And so today was spent just organizing everything. Spent a lot of time emailing bosses, etc. But before we jump right on in, I'm just going to remind you what I told you yesterday, that I have a sponsor now, www.cardshoptillaria.com. If you like their prices and use promo code DougPMTG, you're going to get even a little bit more off, and it's going to help out support my content. Okay, so didn't play any Magic today, so I can't update anything on my own personal grind. But I did want to quickly just talk about Team Limited since we have GP Toronto coming up and a lot of my friends playing in that GP this weekend. And the subject I want to talk about is seeding. Now, some people think seeding doesn't really matter. I think it really just depends on the skill level of the players in the group comparative to each other. So there's two main types of seeding patterns that I've seen in my experience on team tournaments. That's either the worst player in the middle having the two outside wings coaching. This can also not necessarily be the worst player, but could be the slowest deck in the middle, let's say. Whereas it might just be the control deck in the middle. So each of the other two have time to look in and help in on lines throughout the play. The second seating style that I've seen is the best player in the middle. And usually this player will then be able to help either of their two teammates on their wing. I think it's important for everyone to analyze the strengths of their three teammates, the speeds of their decks, and try to set up your seating in a way that will help you most be a beneficial teammate. One thing I've talked to some people about is the philosophy of being a good teammate. And it was pointed out to me that Matt Severa, when he loses his match on camera in these team GPs, will just shake his opponent's hand really quickly and not even pack up his deck, but grab the life pad of Sam Black and start recording and start being a teammate to him. I haven't seen this clip. It was brought up to me as one of Matt Severa's strengths from a friend, but it got me thinking, you know, obviously I believe that it happened, but what are the other levels of ways you can support teammates? Maybe if you have your sideboarding memorized, you know, you can sideboard really quick and then use your mulligan time, or sorry, not your mulligan, your sideboarding and shuffling time to be helping teammates or looking in, trying to make live reads, looking at your opponent's hands, thinking about different cards they could have. This especially could become more relevant in Team Unified Standard, where decks aren't going to be always the 75 you've seen online. For the RPTQ season, I think it's going to be important that at least one player on your team has a real knowledge of all possible cards in the format and everything that could be in the list that might be relevant. Maybe whoever is best at memorizing on your team just kind of set up a spreadsheet or just a drop-down list of options that you can be whispering some suggestions to your teammate of maybe cards that they should play around just in case. Team Limited is my favorite format, but Team Constructed looks a ton of fun as well. I've been to three Team Limited GPs, first one with Eric Chan and Mike Vasovsky. We almost top eighted. It was the first Team GP back, that legendary top eight where Dave Williams and Paul Rietzel's team was actually in a money draft. We were watching them sit down in the money draft. Packs were out. When they heard their name called, they jumped up, they ran over, and then the players started bickering. One of them really wanted to get paid for the win. The other one was saying, listen, let's just get them to give us packs back like they're in the top eight. It was a really funny situation. Second one, I played with Eric Chan again and Marcel Zafra, 10-time Pro Tour player. Third time was Sammy T and David Ochoa. And I cashed all three. And one of the biggest things that I tried to push, especially in the first two, was just good team communication and good teammate etiquette, because a lot of our opponents were going on tilt or they were getting in arguments, or one player was trying to say things like, I carried our team, I did all the heavy lifting, et cetera, et cetera. So I was always trying to think about positive mind frame. It was really interesting playing with David Ochoa, because sometimes debriefing his plays, he didn't really want to happen during a game when we were trying to get him to switch more defensively in games we thought he was about to lose if he stayed offensively or vice versa. But he just told us really early that he would rather just lose and debrief after the game or match in those spots because he's going down a line in his head. And that was just awesome to learn and to watch and to grow. And I think that Sammy and I did better at that throughout the rest of that tournament. So that's my take for today. It's a bit shorter and it didn't have any magic playing attached to it, but that's okay. I had said when I started this channel, I wanted to play 20 hours of Magic a week, and I've definitely been playing it at least that much. I just didn't have the time today. So short episode heading into Saturday, where I plan on watching Magic as soon as I finish my morning shift for the rest of the day, as well as pushing out my videos over this weekend. I have so much editing time, so I'm very excited for that. So stay tuned for tomorrow and the next chapter of my daily grind.